this is Barbara. You left a note on my car that you hid it in the parking lot, and if you could give me a call back, I would greatly appreciate it. I appreciate your note as well.
Aww.
My number is 6-1. I'm hoping that you can take care of this so that I don't have to file a police report. That would be better, probably easier, better for you, easier all the way around. Again, it's 6-8-1. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Roy. You left a message, something about a note.
I did. You left a note on my car?
Well, I don't think I did. What day was it left?
It's got your name and phone number that you dinged my car in the parking lot.
Oh, this is so weird, because, I mean, I don't know how to explain this, but I've been working on building, I'm an inventor, and I've been working on a time machine. So I think what actually happened is maybe my future self left the note, like maybe as a warning or something. Because I didn't...
No, because my car got hit in the parking lot, and I came out and found a note in the windshield, and it's got your name and your phone number on it with a handwritten note.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, from my perspective, I don't think it ever happened yet. I think it's going to happen in the future. Like, it was...
Okay, so are you telling me to just call the police then?
No. Is what I'm saying is I'm currently working on inventing a time machine, and I think your note proves that eventually I will invent that time machine. And I left the note...
Okay, but I'm at work, and I'm extremely busy, so I need to know whether you're going to take care of this or whether I need to just give your information to the police department.
Well, I'd like to see the note to see if it's my handwriting. And is there a date on it, like, from the future?
You know what? We'll just put this in the hands of the police. Is that what your preference is?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think that note might be the first evidence ever of time travel.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't play games. You hit my car. You left a note with your phone number. I gave you the courtesy of calling you back versus the police. I have an estimate from the body shop to get it fixed.
Well, I'm not really playing games. I'm just saying that I didn't do it, but I think I will someday. Like in the future, after I invent time travel?
Are you going to pay this or not pay this?
Well, I should in the future, I think. But, I mean, I haven't...
I'm talking about the immediate because I'm at work and I'm extremely busy. So I either need to know whether you're going to take care of it or I just need to notify the police.
You don't sound very busy. I mean, you're just hanging out talking to me.
I just stepped outside of my store. I work retail. I work right here and I just stepped outside of my store. Because it's extremely busy in there.
I bet it's not even that busy. You're probably just being a drama queen.
You want to come to Dollar Store on a Friday afternoon? Dollar Tree, it's beyond busy.
Oh, yeah, right.
First week of school, it's very busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Anyway, yeah,
I think it absolutely is.
Oh, shut up. I think it was future me. It's not, you know, present day me that left the note. And
you're telling me to just call the police? Is that what you'd like me to do?
Oh, wow. I've told you like 7 times now. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I haven't actually hit your car yet.
Yes, you did. And there's a note and everything else.
How bad was the damage?
The guy that I took it to said because there was a note left with it and he had compassion, he can fix it. Lacey collision right here for $107.
What was the damage, though? Like, what was
hurt? It's the damage. The front passenger's wheel well.
Oh, are you sure you're not just trying to do an insurance scam?
I'm 100% sure. You're the one that left me the information.
Okay, well, it wasn't me. It's future me.
If my boss wasn't also busy, I would give him the phone and he could verify this as well, but he's extremely busy right this moment as well.
Yeah, right. But anyway, yeah, I think there wasn't actually any damage. It's either an insurance scam or invented time travel. I'm just trying to figure out which one it is.
It's neither, okay? It's actual... What?
What do you mean?
This is the guy that hit my car in the parking lot. He's saying that he didn't leave a note, and there's that I'm not busy, I'm not at work, it's giving me really hard time. So I just call the cops, Mike? This is my boss I'm speaking to, because we are extremely busy, and I've tried to explain that to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not even involved. Like, who the hell is he? Is he like your father or something?
He's the person that came out when you left the note.
Oh, okay. Well, you should tell him to stay the fuck away from your car. I mean, it's none of his business.
Well, it is because I called him.
It's between me.
Okay, you know what? Well, excuse me. I'll just turn your information over to the police.
It's
okay?
It's between you and future me. Like, here's the thing. I think I'm at least 10 years away from successfully inventing time travel. So the ding you're talking about, I don't think it's going to happen until at least 2025.